here's a story from The World.
Last year, Brazil fought one of the globe's deadliest outbreaks of COVID. Now, once again, Omicron is setting infection records there, but this time most of Brazil is better prepared. Brazil's largely been praised for its successful vaccination campaign, with rates ahead of the United States, Germany, and the UK. Indigenous Brazilians, though, they've been especially hard hit by Omicron, as misinformation and denialism have weakened vaccination efforts in those communities. Michael Fox has our story.
Vamos vacinar o nosso pequeno e lindo Davi.
A week and a half ago, 8-year-old Davi Seremramiwe Chavante became the first child in Brazil to be vaccinated. In this video of the event, he wears shorts, a palm tree t-shirt, and a white face mask. He takes the shot like a champ before a room full of press in Sao Paulo. His father, the indigenous Chavante leader Jurandir Siridiwe, thanked those involved in a message shared online. May all of the children of Brazil be vaccinated, he said. It's significant that the first child to receive a shot in Brazil is indigenous. Native peoples have been hit hard by the pandemic. Nearly 1,300 indigenous people have died, many of them leaders and elders. Vaccinations are happening, but indigenous peoples are fighting an uphill battle. Last Saturday, under a clear blue sky, a group of adolescents lined up to be vaccinated on Xoclen indigenous territory in the hills of southern Brazil. A group of five nurses administered the shots wearing t-shirts and face masks. The jabs were welcome news, as the Xoclen have had a difficult time lately. In 2020, we practically only had one death, Xoclen leader Brasilio Pripró says. But in 2021, we lost a lot of youth. We lost a 22-year-old girl, a man of 50, someone who was 31 and his brother, and recently a girl who was only 20. So 2021 wasn't very good for us, even though we had a vaccine. The most recent death was just 2 weeks ago. The problem, says Pripró, is that the vaccines are available, but fake news and misinformation have encouraged people not to get the jab. Pripró says, generally the people who died were the people who hadn't been vaccinated. They weren't vaccinated and they got sick. It's a similar story across the country, as Omicron has spread fast along with the flu. According to COABI, the largest indigenous organization of the Brazilian Amazon, only 60% of the residents in some villages are fully vaccinated. That's in part due to messages like this. In a video that's been shared widely in recent days among the Kayapó people in the Brazilian Amazon, President Jair Bolsonaro says that the shot could cause chest pain and shortness of breath. Parents, you have to be conscious of your responsibility in vaccinating or not vaccinating your child, he says. I repeat, my daughter will not be vaccinated. Casusa Benavides is with the Cabo Institute, which represents the Kayapó people.
Entre os Kayapó, menos agora que nós estamos chegando aos 50%.
She says not even 50% of the Kayapó are vaccinated now, and there's been a lot of resistance. What arrives to the people here is largely fake news, videos over WhatsApp, shared in groups, she says. These videos are influential in many isolated communities where people get a lot of their information from social media and evangelical churches. The Cabo Institute and other indigenous organizations have done their best to promote vaccines and respond to the misinformation, holding meetings, health education days, and sharing information online. Indigenous leader Luis Peña blames the government for its lack of support, the slow vaccination campaign, and for spreading misinformation that's costing people their lives. According to reports, five members of the Kayapó people died from flu-like symptoms just in the last 2 weeks. We can never have our family members back, he says. Many family members, many leaders have been lost. The community misses them a lot. That's really hard, he says. The vaccinations of children on indigenous territories are expected to speed up in the coming weeks. In many places, it'll sound something like this. In this video shared online recently, a ring of children sing as health professionals prepare vaccines to be administered in this Tupi Guarani village in the state of Rio de Janeiro. But the battle over misinformation will no doubt continue, alongside the vaccines and the spread of the Omicron variant. For The World, I'm Michael Fox. From PRX.